Well, very pleased to welcome to the show right now, Joe Banner, the new Chief Executive Officer of the Browns. First of all, welcome.
Well, thanks. It's really great to be here. I couldn't be more excited.
To have you aboard, and want to start with that. The idea that you were, you come from having spent 19 years with the Philadelphia Eagles, as passionate a fan base as there could be in the NFL, but you come to one with such rich tradition, and again, that high level of passion, that had to be a big attraction for you.
Yeah, I mean, I've been saying, I don't want people to think we just happen to end up here. I mean, we're here because it's Cleveland. The passion that this city has for this team and the opportunity, frankly, to pay them back for some of the investment they've made emotionally, financially, whatever way, in this team. I think they've started to see it happen a little bit, and hopefully we can take it to another level and accelerate it and sustain it. But the idea that the team that was available was in Cleveland was a huge positive to Jimmy and to myself.
And when times get good, not if, but when they get good for this team and there's consistent success, it's going to make this whole thing that you, I'm sure, and Jimmy Haslam envision something that can really explode. I mean, if they're as dedicated as they are during the lean times, it's just I'm sure your imagination runs wild as to what the good times could bring.
Yeah, that's what motivates you. I mean, the most fun times are when this energy is just created and percolates and eventually, you know, just blows up.
Sure.
So the idea of getting to this point where that's a big part of the experience we're having is just feeling all this energy. And you get to the point, the whole city feels like it's together, it's in it, it's us. You know, they feel like it's theirs, and it is. That's a moment that is the most fun for working for these teams.
And you don't come as a complete stranger to Ohio, obviously. Having gone to school at Denison University, you know something about it. You certainly know your history about the NFL as long as you've been in the game. But what is your sense of what the community is about and what you've, in the short time that you and your family have been here, just your observations of Cleveland?
Well, I mean, I think Cleveland's maybe one of the more underrated cities in the country. It's a great spot. I mean, I'm excited to be moving here. My family's excited to be coming here. You know, from a sports perspective, it's obviously a great market, especially as it relates to the Browns and just the history and the tradition. I mean, it's, you know, grandfathers and their grandsons are now these days granddaughters, you know, all sharing kind of that history, that emotion, that passion. And, you know, this is what you want to be part of. You know, I can't wait to get here. And we're already looking for a place to live, and, you know, this is going to be our home.
And the years that you spent with the Eagles, you worked in various capacities within that organization, but in terms of what you learned in that time of running a franchise, how do you take that and apply it here?
Well, I think the biggest thing, which is really not unique to Philadelphia or sports franchises, is success is a huge amount of work that no one person can do. And in the instances where you see somebody try to be king, so to speak, it's very hard to succeed at something that's this big and this hard to succeed at. So what I've learned and what we'll implement here is trying to put together an organization built with a lot of great people, with a strong work ethic, who are not afraid to try to achieve greatness and try to sustain it. And if we fill the building with those people, and my impression is there are a lot of those people here, then collectively that's the result they'll produce. So, you know, I've learned the most important thing somebody like myself will do is figure out who else to hire or keep and build the success through that.
And you have a vision, clearly, that you developed in Philadelphia of what makes a successful franchise. You spoke in your news conference about knowing there's a reason that the things that differentiate the teams that succeed and the ones that don't, and that much you know. Can you share with us, though, that core philosophy that defines that?
Well, it isn't a single structure, which is really where it starts. I mean, some people go, well, you got to have a general manager that does this or a head coach that does this. That doesn't differentiate the teams. There's all different structures that you've seen, you know, hold a Super Bowl trophy. A commonality of a goal and pitting and fitting the right pieces together. It's the same as a team on the field. Teams that win the Super Bowl, sometimes they have all the best players, sometimes they don't. They just have a group of players that come together well, play well together, are coached well. A front office of a successful sports franchise is no different. You want to get a group of people that have different skill sets that together allow you to do everything you need to do really well. So that will be our focus, is having really good people here, but making sure they fit together in a way that provides us to be really good at all the different things we need to do.
Joe Banner, the new CEO of the Cleveland Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Joe, you mentioned that you know so many people in this building already. You've worked with them in Philadelphia, including the head coach, Pat Shurmur, Tom Heckert, the general manager, among them. Your feel for them and how much of that factors into as you assess, because you're going to have really plenty of time here. There's a lot of season left to see how things operate. But how do you, balance what you already know about these people versus how you're going to assess through the balance of the season?
Well, I bring in a lot of knowledge of a lot of the people here, including on the football side, the top people. And I bring a sense of knowing they're good people, knowing they're hard workers, and knowing that I have a lot of respect for what they know and do in the football area. Now I have to, you know, assess over the next few months in this particular situation and in this combination, can we be where we want to be a year or two or three from now? And that's what we'll do over the next few months. But I start from a place of having a lot of respect and liking all of the people here that I know. There's not any exceptions to that at all. So we'll just have to see over the next few months what we learn and where we're at, and then make those difficult choices.
You don't know Jimmy Haslam as long as you've known those others, but you've certainly gotten to know him well in a short period of time. Your impressions of what attracted you to want to work with him and what you expect him to bring in the way of support for what you're going to try to build here?
Well, what attracted me is the same people, the same thing people are seeing here. I mean, he's passionate. He's a good person. He's very focused on what he wants to do with the Browns, which is to win games and win championships. I mean, he wants us to be excellent at everything we do. But he's got a clear priority. He has a great sense of the history of the franchise and the incredible passion of these fans and wanting to reward them. And I think he described it well himself in the press conference earlier. He wants to hire great people and be engaged, and at the same time give them the space to be the best they can be. And that will be from Jimmy to me and me to the other people in the organization. That will be how we'll operate.
And you come from a unique position of having both a great co-worker but a great friend in Jeffrey Lurie. And that going from that to someone, again, that you didn't know as well or as long, but it gives you a standard of ownership excellence in what Jeffrey Lurie has done with the Eagles.
I mean, Jeffrey was an excellent owner and partner. But the other thing it did was that you realize it matters. I mean, it sends a message to the organization when you have two people working together at the top of an organization that sincerely like each other and share the same goal and, frankly, live and die with every win or every loss. You know, the organization picks up on that. And the passion and the energy and the intensity that creates is a very constructive thing.
Your background's so interesting, especially sitting here in a radio studio, but you started out as a sports producer and reporter in Philadelphia at WCAU. What does that, and then from that going on to, you talk about a varied background, opening up a clothing store, clothing stores in Boston, Designers Clothing. What are some of the parts of that experience, of those experiences, that have helped work you into what you ended up doing in professional football?
Well, I mean, I think, you know, we all start younger, probably with an exaggerated view of our own self-importance and skills. I think as you grow older, and you've heard me say this already, you realize that the key is really putting together a team and surrounding yourself with good people. So I think my life's experiences, especially my experience at the Eagles, I mean, this is a big job, and it's very hard to have this level of success that we're setting as our goal. So if somebody tries to do that thinking they can kind of do it all, I think they're going to end up disappointed in the outcome. Even the most successful Bill Parcells and Bill Belichicks, They may have been less visible, but they have excellent people around them and working with them and supporting them, and they worked for some excellent owners. So even in the places with the NFL where it looks like it may be more driven by a person, and there is clear leadership, there's clearly a hierarchy and chain of command in all these organizations, but if you don't have a meaningful number of people contributing, you're not going to have the kind of success we're aspiring for.
Well, we look forward to working with you and watching this all unfold.
Well, thank you. It's great to be here.
All right. He is Joe Banner joining us here, the new Chief Executive Officer of the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.